From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Lori London reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama has officially endorsed Hillary Clinton. Just 2 days after his former Secretary of State became the Democratic Party's presumptive nominee for president.
Look, I know how hard this job can be. That's why I know Hillary will be so good at it. In fact, I don't think there's ever been someone so qualified to hold this office.
The endorsement energizes Clinton's campaign as she turns her attention to presumptive Republican presidential candidate, her nominee, Donald Trump. The president's endorsement also is ending concerns about party unity after a long and intense battle between Clinton and Bernie Sanders. After meeting with the president on Thursday, Sanders addressed reporters outside the White House saying he has spoken to Clinton.
I congratulated her on her very strong campaign. I look forward to meeting with her in the near future to see how we can work together to defeat Donald Trump.
Sanders added that Trump would be a, quote, disaster of a president of the United States.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Thousands of people, black and white, old and young, Muslims and Jews, packed Freedom Hall in Louisville, Kentucky, Thursday for a traditional Muslim funeral for Muhammad Ali. The boxing legend died last week at the age of 74 after a long fight against Parkinson's disease. Ali will be remembered again on Friday at a public interfaith memorial service in Louisville as well. You're listening to VOA News in Washington. Israel imposed travel restrictions Thursday on tens of thousands of Palestinians and sent hundreds of additional troops into the West Bank in response to a deadly shooting at a popular Tel Aviv tourist spot. But as the nation's leaders vowed tough responses, they stopped short of taking wider-scale military action. Israel's opposition leader, Isaac Herzog.
These were terrorists who came to kill citizens and frighten Israelis and try to break their life cycle. And that's why we are here in Sarona to show that life continues as usual and we will not give up and we will never be deterred by terror.
Four people were killed in the shooting, which was the deadliest and most brazen of attacks since violence erupted last September. When Pakistan's Council of Islamic Ideology proposed a law allowing men to beat their wives lightly, photographer Fahad Rajpur responded with a photo project called hashtag Try Beating Me Lightly. As VOA's Andrew Palcheski reports, the campaign not only went viral on social media, but sparked a global conversation about domestic violence.
It started with a proposal from Pakistan's Council of Islamic Ideology that would allow men to lightly beat their wives. Compelled by outrage over the proposal, Pakistani photographer Fahad Rajpur picked up his camera and started a photo campaign, capturing images of women telling the world what they would do if a man tried beating them lightly. Within a week, his hashtag Try Beating Me Lightly campaign went viral, sparking a global social media conversation about the treatment of women not only in Pakistan but around the world. Fahad told hashtag VOA via Skype from Pakistan he felt the campaign was his duty to shed light on domestic violence.
As a human, it's my duty to take a stand, and that's what I did.
Even though the campaign focuses on Pakistan, Cindy Dyer, vice president of human rights for women's advocacy organization Vital Voices, says that domestic violence is an issue that affects every country, including the United States.
Domestic violence is a global problem. It is the one problem that looks really, really the same no matter what country that you're in, including the United States.
Social media campaigns like hashtag Try Beating Me Lightly are raising awareness about an issue that has long remained in the shadows in many places around the world. Andrew Palcheski, VOA News, Washington.
A growing number of travelers are signing up for the government's expedited airport screening programs, only to face another wait. After angry flyers missed flights this spring because of lengthy security lines, government officials promoted the pre-check and global entry systems. The number of applicants for pre-check more than tripled in a few months. But now there is a new logjam. It can take weeks or even months to get an appointment for an interview needed to complete the enrollment. I'm Lori London in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.